of Paris Hilton's looks.
And Sherry is officially B-free. We'll explain.
Plus, another single was eliminated on The Masked Singer, so you know what that means. They get to dish with us.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, we have a great show, Tanner, so what are we dishing first?
Oh, my gosh, Gary. Well, we talked about Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde's former nanny spilling some alleged toxic details about their split, and now she's made another bombshell claim.
Oh, Lord.
About their dog.
No, she is telling it all.
Gotta bring the dog into it. She claims that Olivia got rid of her golden retriever, Gordon, in order to be able to travel with her new bae, Harry Styles, and spend more time with him. The nanny told reporters that after Olivia came for a visit, after spending time with Harry, she said, "We have to find Gordon a new home." Oh my gosh. And get this, the nanny found a new home for Gordon after checking with Jason Sudeikis, who she claims also said Olivia only had the dog for appearances. What?
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow. So she ain't even loved the dog.
Would you get rid of a dog for, like, a loved one or, like, somebody you're trying to date?
The one thing I can appreciate is if she knew she would, because when you commit to an animal, a pet, it is a commitment. So if Olivia Wilde knew, you know what, I'm not going to be home because I'm going to be in bed with this man all the time.
Right. Mm.
Then I admire her for saying, we got to find a home, someone who will love and commit to the Labrador. Mm. That was the right thing to do.
But the optics of it all, like, you know, like, yo, I like this new dude so much, later for that dog. Yo, I'm out. Holler at you later. Like, that's crazy.
She can't sleep with that dog. She can sleep with a man. That dog would have to go. Sorry.
No, that's you. Dogs who ain't never had a dog.
I'm going to start calling her Screwella DeVille.
Well, y'all, Megan Markle had a very candid discussion with Paris Hilton. So on the latest episode of her Archetype Spotify podcast, Megan revealed that she felt judgment and envy towards Paris when she was young because she was always the smart one growing up, while Paris was the pretty one. Mm. Now, speaking to Variety, Megan said it was the most challenging interview she'd ever done for her podcast and said she was very nervous, y'all, but she apologized to Paris for judging her based on her public image after learning about her wounds on her podcast.
Oh. Okay, all right, please, let's just stop. This is why I see why she felt that people treated her, objectified her, and treated her like a bimbo on Deal or No Deal. If you nervous just to tell Paris Hilton that when you were younger, like a teenager, you were jealous of her because she was the pretty one, oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's sad.
This is ridiculous.
I wouldn't even acknowledge, I wouldn't even let that come out of my mouth. Bitch, I'm a princess.
You know, you have people be like, say less. Say less.
Everybody don't need a podcast, okay?
Thank you.
Do any of y'all have any, like, pretty people that you would like to apologize to that you were jealous of when you were a teenager?
No.
Yeah, it's probably most of the ugly people who I was.
Donna Summer. Donna Summer. I'd love to tell her I was just jealous of her back when I was 13. Oh, jeez.
So, Sherry, you were never jealous of Dolly Parton?
Wow.
Let me tell you something. In my days, mine was, like, way up on top. Like, underneath chin, Gary.
Okay. In your day. But anyway, child, well, speaking of dogs, honey, Miss Sherry Shepard, I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
So, honey, I was watching your show, honey, and you spilled a little tea. Now, apparently, honey, you and Miss Kenya Moore are friends.
How
so tell the people, Sheree, honey, what happened that caused you guys to be all kumbaya now? Sherry?
No, you're so funny because Kenya and I were on Watch What Happens Live, and I kept calling her by the wrong name, Kendra, and she got mad at me, so she shaded, I clapped back, she shaded, I clapped back, then on Dish, she shaded me again, I clapped back again, and I don't like that. I don't like having beefs with anybody. That's why I could never do The Real Housewives, because I just don't do clapbacks, and so when we saw each other at the, I think I just extended an olive branch to her when I had done Dish Nation, and I didn't think she saw the show, but apparently she heard about it. And when we were at the piano lesson, she came and said, "Thank you for doing that." And I meant it. You know, no matter what beef we had, I still think she's a successful single mom. She's out there hustling. She's grinding. She's doing the reality show as I'm doing my thing. And I think two queens need to, like, we need to support each other.
Well, Sherry, you've got this whole new show. You've got this whole platform. Now, are you going to invite her on the show now that you two have made up?
You know, it's so funny. I think you have to take one step at a time. I think sometimes,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, y'all is really,
not yet. Right?
Well, like I said, Cher, I don't care how many steps y'all take, honey. She don't need to come on the show before me, boo. Okay?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
She can take a step
there
back, boo.
There you have it. Well, Sherry, we are glad to see that you guys made up. Congrats, Sherry, on officially being beef-free.
Oh, Lord. Yay. Yes. Oh, I can't be beef-free.
I know you can't. You know
you can't. It's all right.
What's for dinner?
You're the exception, darling.
Well, all right, y'all. Everybody, it's time to get another
Debate!
Yes. Okay, and today's debate is brought to you by Summer Walker. Now, I like this. Okay, so Summer Walker hopped on the gram to say what she needs her man to do for her. And she said, forget buying me them ugly Birkins or masculine-ass Lambo trucks. Pay my taxes.
Oh,
that's what Summer Walker said.
Wow.
So, Gary and Brad, let's start with you. Would you rather have somebody pay for your taxes or just buy you expensive gifts?
I would rather have an expensive gift.
Yeah, paying for the taxes thing is kind of personal. I think I would have to handle that myself.
As a person who's in debt to the IRS, love me and pay my taxes.
Yeah.
I'd be so happy.
How can you ask somebody, hey, can you pay my taxes for me?
Maybe you just leave your IRS bills around their place. Maybe
y'all
you just kind of leave the documents around. And then, like, one night over dinner, you're just like, could you pay a third of my entire income to the IRS?
No, asking would totally You can't ask.
Yeah. No, you can't ask. You gotta cry all the time and be like, got me the IRS.
And that'll run somebody away, Sherry, so I don't agree with you either.
Except that ain't cute, girl.
Yeah.
It just don't sound good, pay my taxes. It sounds like you're a cheap.
It sounds like
when you're coming into a new relationship, I ain't gonna pay the residuals of your last family.
You're an adult. Take care of it yourself. I don't know.
Not everybody needs stuff. Some of y'all just need hugs and dinner.
Big ass stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what I need, hugs and dinner, to be honest with you.
That's all I can pay, too, to tell you the truth.
Well, you got me then.
All right, y'all, it is time for
Ticket or Skip It.
Man, this was super exciting, y'all. Michael B. Jordan's finally making his directorial debut with Creed 3.
Yeah,
cool.
Well done, Michael. So here's the plot. In a world when a childhood friend and former boxing prodigy played by Jonathan Majors resurfaces, the face-off between him and Adonis Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan, is more than just a fight. Now here's a quick sneak peek.
I need you to let go of your fear. Let go of the guilt. Let go of whatever was and walk into what is.
I feel those chains are breaking, yeah. I fear God, I don't fear death. I see those strings and take a step.
This look good,
Let's
y'all.
Let's go.
I want to see it.
I think we're all ticketing it.
But we are not all ticketing it. I would not see that movie.
Why not?
Look what he did, Laurie Harvey. Look how he treated Laurie Harvey like a
brat. I think Laurie
Harvey
treated him crazy.
I think Laurie Harvey did it to him.
She left him.
He left her and he immediately went back to his old stomping grounds, honey. I would not.
I think he loved her. I think he loved her because he put her all on his social. He was really talking about her. I don't know now, Gary.
Hey, HK, is this what you look like when you had to, when you was fighting?
No.
Probably your exhibition fight?
Probably 20% less.
How you going to put head crack on the spot like that? You know, damn well he didn't look that big.
No, I was in phenomenal shape.
No, he was in good shape.
Yeah. But he went in those shapes,
honey.
He got
like four extra abs on me.
Well, coming up, honey, I swear this was why, honey, I'm sick of men. Miss Janet Kramer, honey, said her ex-husband had 13 side chicks. More on this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Jana Kramer had quite a roller coaster marriage with her ex-husband, Mike Carson. A few years ago, he said he was a sex addict, and they split up. Then they reconciled and even wrote a book about it called The Good Fight Before Divorcing last year. Well, y'all, on Red Table Talk, Jana told Jada Pinkett Smith that Mike cheated on her with over 13 women. Sherry, girl, please tell us what Jana said.
Oh, gosh. She said, I shattered so many things in my house. I destroyed all of his Xboxes. I wrote all over his tux. I went real crazy for a minute. Speaking of, as a woman who's been cheated on like that, like, I remember tearing his car up. I broke all of the windows. I slashed the tires. I slashed clothes. Everything. I tore up his pictures of his mama. I mailed pictures of the other girls of his family. Like, that's, I wish she was my friend, because I'd have said, this little thing you doing here, tearing up an Xbox? I smashed stuff with a hammer. Oh. I poured Velveeta shells and cheese in his computer. Ooh. Oh, no. You're not going to be able to do nothing.
You had so many questions. You had to, first one is, how long did it take you to complete these tasks? And did you cook the Velveeta shells and cheese just to pour it in?
But she did the stupid. She was crazy. And ain't nobody did like damn it, Lorena Bobbitt, bitch. That's what I would have done.
Well, that's an entirely different scenario.
Nah.
You
can't
top
that. Nah.
You can't go to jail for that unless you're going to flee the
90s.
Country.
But did she go to jail?
Lorena Bobbitt?
Yeah.
I believe
she got in trouble for that.
She went to jail.
That dude, they showed him back up and he made a couple adult films.
He was out there looking for that thing.
He sure was.
Girl, he was like, he had to brush off the little rocks and the dirt.
Peeling grass out for shrubbery.
All right, when you turn 21, you got to do something memorable for your birthday, right? Y'all remember turning 21?
Right.
Well, Kim Zolciak-Bierman's daughter, Ariana, did just that. So we got a flashback for a second. Ariana was arrested for DUI after a car crash back in August when she was still just 20. Mm-hmm. She denied being under the influence of alcohol, but admitted to smoking a THC vape pen the night before. So to celebrate turning 21, she had a birthday cake with her picture on it, but not just any picture. It was her mugshot from the arrest.
Wow.
Y'all. You ever seen a mugshot cake before?
No. First time for everything, right?
No.
I had my face on cakes when I was off probation, so.
Yeah.
But you had done differently. Well, like, you was trying to do different, so it was a different kind of, that's what I'm saying. She's 21. I hope she learned from it where she could.
I mean, it's stupid trouble, you know? Right? Because, like, sometimes you don't know how much of a THC lightweight you are until you're in the situation in real time. Like, oh, this thing ain't working. Then you hit another again, and next thing you know, you feel like you're boarding a spaceship.
Yeah.
Dude, if I'm in the same room as somebody hitting a vape pen like that, sometimes my face will tingle, and I'll get high just from being there, yo. I'm not even kidding.
Hi.
That cake was cool, but the best cake I've seen at a birthday party was a cake like of a phallus.
Okay.
A phallus?
Yeah.
A penis?
And it was like raindrops coming out of it. Like, you know.
No, we don't know.
Yeah.
Head crack knows. Don't you know head crack?
I know what you're talking about, but I wasn't there at that party. I didn't see a cake.
It's all hearsay.
I've been outside. I know what's out there.
Now, up next, we're chopping it up with the latest eliminated contestant from The Masked Singer. You don't want to miss it, so come right on back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if you missed The Masked Singer, the Maze battled it out to stay on, but unfortunately, he got the boot. Oh. But it's all good because we get to chat with him, you guys. We have the artist formerly known as The Maze, actor, writer, and comedian, Mario Macho Kento!
Oh, I like that. That's, well, comparatively, maybe, Macho.
Okay, Mario, everybody is so familiar now with The Masked Singer. What was your reaction when you were first approached to do the show?
Oh, I said yes right away because, look, I get asked to do a lot of, like, reality shows, which I don't consider that a reality show because it's a competition show, period. Mm-hmm. And I sing. I love to sing. So, you know, it was a no-brainer. I was waiting for them to ask me. I really wanted to do it.
And you actually sounded great singing. So were you...
Kids, I can sing.
I know, apparently.
That's why I did it, because people are like, I didn't know you could sing. Yes, I could sing. I've done 5 Broadway shows. Oh. Well, only one of them was a musical, but... and in my stand-up, I mean, I my one-man show, when I did it on Broadway, I have a band and I sing, and when I do a concert or I do the Cafe Carlisle in New York, I do my stand-up and I sing. I mean, I sing as... other people also, like, I do my impressions.
Now tell me, were you shocked at any of the previous contestants?
Not really, but you know, no, I wasn't. I was shocked at me. That's what I was shocked at.
Okay.
That was robbed of the Oscar.
Absolutely. Mario, if you could nominate any of the ladies from Sex and the City to be on the show, who would it be, and what do you think their costume would be?
I don't know. I guess as a singer, I mean, Sarah Jessica can sing, and Sara Ramirez can sing. So I think Sarah would be a beautiful clutch purse, and Sara Ramirez would be, I don't know what Sara Ramirez would be.
Perhaps a
duffel bag, yeah, a backpack, you know, something strong and tough, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Mario, let's talk about your costume. So now, are you a fan of corn on the cob, or do you prefer corn off the cob?
I love corn on the cob. I love both, but I love corn on the cob. Mm-hmm. I do. You know, who doesn't? I grew up in New England, so, you know, yeah. I ran through the cornfields. I was a child of the corn. Because we had cornfields up the street.
Yes.
I did. We had cornfields up the street, and then when they plowed it down and built houses, I was like, where's the corn?
Now, Mario, what was the craziest lie you had to tell to cover up being on the show?
Oh, you know, what are you doing out now? Because I live in New York. What are you doing out here? Oh, nothing. Just, you know, I'm doing some TV thing. Well, what is it? I did say, I'm not talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. It's minor. It's minor.
Right.
Kind of major, but I was like, it's nothing. It's stupid. You know, you just kind of brush it off. That's all you can do.
Right.
Now, I mean, who was the first person to call and ask, was that you? Because some people just know.
Mm-hmm. From your voice, too.
Well, you know, Jenny guessed because I worked on The View with Jenny, so she knew, and I sang a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be like, bitch, you didn't tell me you were on the show. That's what they're going to say. My sister, my brothers, just like, how did this happen? Why didn't you tell me? But you can't tell because
you can't,
I signed an NDA.
Right.
You got to kind of just avoid the call, huh?
You do. And it's like, you can tell me. No, I can't tell you. You're a big mouth Italian. I cannot tell you.
Hey, Mario. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Make sure to check out that Masked Singer because you never know who's under the mask. Don't move because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Yes.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day. So,
this is it.
Okay, y'all. So here we go. Rapper Lil Mama recently celebrated her 33rd birthday. Happy birthday, Mama. But unfortunately, she is not happy at all because apparently somebody stole some money out of her birthday card.
What?
And she had this to say. She said to the raggedy that stole money out of my birthday card, you have no future. Nah, I'm really tight and dead. Don't with your dishonorable soul.
Damn, she was not happy.
I mean, damn. Now, here's the thing. The party was just for family and friends. Ugh. So somebody just stole your money.
Yeah.
Was it family? Was it friends?
I'm just so baffled. Like, yo, she's 33. Who's still getting cards with cash in them?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well.
Her grandmama dug in her chest and pulled out some 20s and put it in that birthday card.
But my thing is, baby, I wonder who that raggedy is, honey. Yes, honey. For the raggedy.
Tell you. No, somebody must have said, did you get the money in the card I gave you?
Exactly.
You know?
I know.
And it probably wasn't that much, but it was like, oh my God, it wasn't in there.
It probably was somebody in your family, little mama. That's what it was.
Well, the thing, she probably knows exactly who it is, and this is a message for him, too. Dishonorable soul, by the way.
Like, damn. And you know that grandmother called the grandmother and said, baby, did you get the money I sent you?
Yeah.
And I left you 60.
You have no future.
No future.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.